You might remember a little over a week ago, I guess it was, we talked about the fact that IHOP, which had last year changed their name to IHOB, turned the P into a B. It was all about burgers.
Yep.
We even tried the burgers, which were surprisingly good, to be
honest.
They
weren't bad.
You.
We have not been back, though.
No, we haven't. And a lot of people said, stay in your lane. You know, forget the burgers. You're the International House of Pancakes. Stick with the pancakes.
Right.
And so about a week and a half ago, we said, uh-oh, they're doing something again. Only now they're putting in a small P where the regular P is. And I said, I think
it's the silver dollar.
It's going to be silver dollar pancakes.
Yeah. Yes.
I was wrong.
What is
wrong?
It? I have not heard.
They have doubled down on burgers.
Huh.
Yep, that's right. The International House of Pancakes has now doubled down on their specialty burgers. So they have ignored pretty much what everybody said.
Sliders. They're doing sliders in. Is that it?
No, it's not sliders.
Okay.
They're doing a garlic butter burger, a loaded Philly burger. It's like a Philly steak and cheese idea. And then this is the one where they say, okay, we heard you. Stick to pancakes. They're doing the big IHOP pancake burger.
Of course.
Which is basically a double cheeseburger with bacon and
a pancake in the middle. Okay, so where I'm confused, though, is the small P.
Yeah, why these are bigger burgers.
I think the small P is to confuse the rest of us. I think that's exactly what it is.
Who's their marketing person?
I don't know, but they like burgers.
They got us all talking about them. Congratulations.
Yeah. So for a limited time, you'll be able to get the loaded Philly burger, the garlic butter burger. And Bill, I know you like a good butter burger.
Yeah.
And the...
Every now and then.
The pancake burger.
Well, that's one. You have peanut butter and jelly burgers.
I've had them. Stuffed burgers, yeah.
You've had a burger that was made with two Krispy Kreme donuts as the buns, right?
Surprisingly good.
Right. Yeah. That one might be the surprise.
That's a thing
fair,
in carnivals and
fair,
stuff.
Yeah, the fair and carnivals.
The peanut butter burger, it's not peanut butter and jelly. It was peanut butter with a maple dipping sauce.
Ah, okay.
But it was a little dry, to be honest with you. That peanut butter kind of sticks to the roof of your mouth. And
the IHOP that we stopped at, where were we?
It was
Noonan?
The Peachtree City. I think it was Peachtree City.
Okay, yeah. So that's, depending on where you are, if there's a good IHOP that's near you, I definitely would go back and try those. I'd try one of them.
Have you been to an IHOP since we...
I have not.
No. That was the first time I'd ever been to an IHOP. And I haven't been since.
I haven't been either. Emily likes to go to IHOP for breakfast type stuff. But here's the problem I have. For me to go to the IHOP nearest me, I have to pass a Heritage Burger joint. So the likelihood of me passing that spot to get one of these.
This is competitive space they're in right now. Yeah. Very competitive space.
Yeah, because boutique burger places are
all
a
over
thing.
The place, yeah. So we were talking about IHOP and their second round of specialty burgers. Have either of you ever been to Shake Shack?
Yes, in New York City. When we went to New York City a couple years ago when we lost the Dear Evan Hansen tickets.
Right.
Still got to go. But yes, we went to, that was the first time. Actually, that's not true. I'd taken the girls a couple years before when I met my girlfriend Tammy.
Yeah.
She introduced us to Shake Shack. We went back and took Pete. So I've been twice to the one in New York City.
This is one of those places.
I've been to one locally.
Okay.
That's in my neighborhood. Yes.
Is it the one close to my house?
Yes, it is.
Because I haven't been yet. They just opened recently.
It's good.
But this is one of those places like In-N-Out that has started to spread from its origins. And it's all the rage. It's all people talk about.
I couldn't figure out why.
Really?
It was just very underwhelming for us, and my whole family sort of agreed.
Did you? Huh. Well, you're lactose intolerant, so you wouldn't have gotten
true. We didn't get the
shake.
But several of them did.
Ours was good. The New York City one, it was the same location. I will say that's one of the funniest stories from our New York City trip a couple of years ago. Haley and I grabbed a table because they didn't have tables. So as soon as the table opened up, you'd go grab a table. So Haley and I went to grab a table. Pete and Abby are getting in line to order. Now, of our family, Abby takes after her father. They do not have weight problems. Haley takes after her mother. We look at a piece of cake and gain 15 pounds. So just keep that in mind. So Pete and Abby are getting ready because we've picked our burgers. They're getting ready to go order. And then I don't know if it was Pete or Abby, but one of them said, mean, we've been walking all day. Like, yeah, we'd probably walk 10 miles in New York City. Not that it would have mattered. We could have walked 0.10 miles and we still would have the same response. But Peter Abbey One said, yeah, we'll just get two orders of fries and we'll share. Haley and I slammed our hands down on the table, looked at Pete and Abby, and I think it was Haley that said, you don't think I got like this sharing an order of fries, do you? And so we're like trying to text them from the table while they're in line and going, we want our own. So that's our funny Shake Shack story. It's like, we didn't get like this sharing fries.
Typically, that's me.
Get us our own fries.
Yeah. I want my own fries. Yeah. And Emily, when we were dating, would say, you know, I'd finish the order, get her everything she'd asked for. And then she would say, I'll just have some of your fries.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, no.
You'd have told me that before. I'd have gotten the large instead of the medium.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But the only place where that's not an issue for us, Five Guys.
Okay.
One order of fries at Five Guys, huge. You can feed like 17 people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love for me sure. some fries. Goodness
yes,
gracious.
Indeed.
I still have been playing around. We've talked about it for almost a year now, about the air fryer.
Yeah.
And doing sweet potato fries. I still haven't bitten the bullet and bought one yet.
We just haven't quite perfected them yet. Yesterday, I had to leave right after the show rather abruptly. It was... I don't know why everything has to happen in my life this way, but it was crisis management once again, dealing with our house and the stuff, stuff that's going on after the flood and all this kind of stuff.
And the reason we're laughing is because I've worked with Bill for 16 years. It's always been this way. Right. Dave, how long have you worked with him?
Longer than that.
So
I'm such an orderly person. I like things in order.
But that's...
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but why?
It doesn't work that way.
You live in chaos.
I can't help it.
Well, that's
like
because he likes things in order, and they don't happen that way.
So it was not a fun time. But in the midst of all that craziness yesterday, I had a driver's license appointment that I could not miss because my birthday's next week. It's been 8 years.
Yeah.
And if my license is not renewed by midnight on my birthday, I'm in violation.
Well, hello.
I know.
You could be like
Carmen's
me.
No stranger.
I'm no stranger to that. I've been doing it for a couple months.
Some of us don't like having mug shots, Carmen. Some of us don't want them.
Just for the record, I do not have a mug shot. But go ahead.
Most wanted.
Right. Yeah.
She doesn't have a mug shot.
I don't have one. I could have.
Not that there aren't opportunities.
In Florida and Georgia, it's every 8 years.
Okay.
In Alabama, it's every 4 years.
Okay.
And Alabama's law is kind of weird because it's like every 4 years, but you can drive for like 3 months with an expired license and you got a 60-day grace period. It's kind of weird. Anyway, I had to get mine in person yesterday at the driver's license office because every now and then you have to go in and get it done that way.
Got to update that picture from time to time.
Do you like your picture?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I always smile. Always. Peyton's with me yesterday. I said, Peyton, always smile.
Uh-huh.
Some places they don't let you. I don't care. I'm smiling anyway.
Okay.
So the thing of it is, I had the license renewed yesterday, and just before going in there, because of all the chaos, I'm realizing that I didn't get the paperwork together, and we haven't been living in our house for a while, and I don't know where stuff is. And so I call Kimberly, and I say, I've got to have a birth certificate in about an hour.
So the calls go both ways.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't laugh.
I'm going to have a birth certificate in about an hour. If you don't have a birth certificate, you can't get one in an hour.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have your original Social Security card, your birth certificate, not a copy, and then two forms of identification.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, we pulled all this together within the hour. Kimberly had the birth certificate in the safe. I had some other documentation that worked. So I pull up to the driver's license office at 5 minutes till with all the paperwork, like I have just been so together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I walk in there and I just get it done. No problem. It's like, oh, thank you, sir, for being one of our easy customers today. So many people live in chaos, but obviously you're an orderly person. You've got it all together. We appreciate your service, your business. So it's like that was the impression, though it wasn't the reality.
Sure.
Right. You're a duck on the surface, all calm.
You got
underneath,
it.
Paddling like crazy.
Because there's a great white shark going right there, those feet. But if you don't have everything together when you get to the driver's license office and you don't get things renewed, you could be in trouble and have to do this. If you actually let so much time lapse after your license expires, do you realize you could have to take driver's ed again, do the written test again, and have a road test? I was wondering if there's anybody in this audience that has had to do that just because if somebody today is dealing with chaos and everything else and you think my life is a mess, just want to let you know you're not alone. I want to hear from somebody this morning who has let their license lapse so badly that you've actually had to go back to square one and do the driver stuff over again. You know, that whole misery loves company thing, it doesn't work if you're the most miserable one in the room. I can't find anybody worse than me.
Well, there was a little bit of company, but not much.
So Lydia called and works for the DMV. I'm not sure if she heard the whole conversation. She said you don't have to retake the test, like she's in Florida DMV. You wouldn't have to retake it. The story that I read was a lady in New York, and she had moved there, and she kept her mother's address so she didn't have to deal with the New York DMV. And she got working in New York. She was there for years. Then her parents sold the house, so she no longer had the address, which meant that she now was persona non grata. She had to start from scratch in the state of New York and do all that again. I was just hoping to find somebody that was in more miserable shape than I was, having to scramble to pull my documents together.
I don't think they exist.
but we love
you so much.
It just was chaos.
Anyway.
And then Charles was kind enough to call and tell us a story about his troubles with having to retake the license again, but just how God has turned his life around. So that was good. That was worth talking to Charles.
Yeah, so, maybe God will turn your life around too, Bill. Things will be just fine.
Here I stand.
Here's the thing. What's the kid's story where, is it the wolf thing?
The boy that cried wolf?
Like one of these days, the only true crisis that from my vantage point that I've truly ever seen with you, because you call everything a crisis.
No, it's crisis management.
It's crisis management, but it's also, it happens a lot, but the only true crisis by my definition was when you had the flood. Everything else is just life.
Yesterday,
you just put it under that column.
Might as well have been another.
Yeah.
Having a flood, the way things were unfolding.
I just feel like the reason we laugh, because people are like, why are Dave and Carmen laughing? It's because we've worked with him for 15 years and we've seen this movie.
I don't think you're the only ones laughing.
Here's the thing that I see. I agree with you, but disagree in some ways.
Okay.
But the ways that I disagree are this. Things happen to Bill that I've never heard happen to anyone else.
That is true.
So,
you've got a great point.
You know, everything may be a crisis. It's like you go from 0 to 10.
Right.
That's the way it felt.
In a heartbeat.
It felt like that yesterday.
But at the same time, then when he starts telling the story and you're going, what?
That's true.
I have never heard that before.
All right. So we were just trying to share a few little moments of Misery Loves Company this morning, just in case your Tuesday feels like a Monday.
Helping you find joy.
You can find some joy just knowing that someone else is worse off than you are.
It's kind of like that alligator joke. You know, you don't have to be faster than the alligator, just faster than the one that's with you.
Right.
You don't have to be more miserable, more miserable than the...
That's it. So I was sharing my little
less miserable
story of crisis with a small C yesterday. Yeah. And I found this morning. Well, this just broke. This happened yesterday in Montana. Late in the afternoon, there was a bee truck near Bozeman that overturned millions and millions of bees all over the roadways going into the areas around there. The truck cut a turn too tight, fell into a ditch. Driver and passenger not injured, thankfully. But this is what I found to be the interesting line. Numerous agencies responded, and a beekeeper was called in. A beekeeper. Millions.
A whole truck full of bees.
Of bees there. So residents in the area are advised to keep an eye out for bees. Well, duh. There's a bee truck that had millions and millions of bees overturned. Then I found out this is not that uncommon. June 1st, 2018, truck carrying 30 million bees overturns in Texas.
Hmm.
April 7, 2015, 14 million bees spilled on I-5 in Seattle area. Here's another one from November 2018. Bees swarm highway after truck overturns in Charlotte County. I don't think that was Charlotte County, Florida. Don't know where that was. State Road 31. But that is a fairly common thing. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I've never heard of it, and I would never go research it.
I do think that it tells us a little bit about why our bees are disappearing.
Yeah.
So do they say why in your research that happens? Is the honey gets heavy or what?
People wreck these trucks. I mean, it's a wreck involving a truck. Do you ever think when you're driving down the road?
Don't jinx us.
There are bees in that truck?
A truck. That could be a truck full of bees.
No, I didn't know there were things like bee trucks.
That's the point.
And I'm not quite sure why we're trucking bees all over the country.
Because we need our bees.
We do need our
bees.
Well,
yeah.
Because the bees are the bees' knees.
But bees have a tendency to be able to transport themselves fairly well.
Uh-huh. No, but that's not true. That's not true. I mean, we've got friends.
Uh-huh.
Some in Tyrone, Mary. She's a beekeeper. She gets her bees from Russia. So, I mean, it's not like those bees are going to
fly. Them over here from Russia?
Yes. Yeah. We had a whole conversation about this.
No, they don't. They don't
Russian
truck
bees.
Them, obviously.
They certainly
I'm not
don't
sure why we're getting Russian bees over here. We got, you know, the Russians have been a thorn in our flesh since
the thing. You need to
World
tread
War
lightly
II.
Because the people who are into bees, they take it very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And we need our bees. Like,
oh,
if
we do.
You go...
I'm all in favor of bees.
Yeah. Nobody's questioning that. It's just we didn't realize that they were trucked. I didn't realize it. And
yes.
These trucking accidents have happened. I found four instances here of trucking accidents in the last 5 years.
But it doesn't say
millions of bees spilling all over the highway and swarming. I guess they can get them all back. That's the thing. If you're a beekeeper, you know about this. You can get them all back.
Yeah.
But that's just a weird situation.
Well, I mean,
and it's worse than my having to go take a plant,
which makes him
house.
Feel better about himself.
Yes.
So
at least I don't have 30 million bees swarming in my house.
No, but you did get stung.
So Bill had a crisis yesterday. We shouldn't say that because we're really going to paint the picture that.
It was messy. It was chaotic.
Yeah.
It was
life. Have that a lot, but people just define crisis differently.
Right.
So there was no blood shed. No one's in the hospital.
Thank
There's
God,
no horrible diagnosis.
No.
So that's none of that. It's his house
just
flooded.
Life. Just
and,
life.
Yeah, just trying. So to move it out of the crisis category, John Crist, who is one of our favorite comedians, I don't think you would call this a crisis. It's definitely an inconvenience. But he was doing a show in Denver, then he had one in Salt Lake City. This was all on his Insta story, and I was cracking up because this has happened to me before. The difference is I had time to go back to the store and take care of it. He purchased a shirt, was on the way to a wedding, like purchased it at H&M. Had a show, got picked up the next morning at the airport, went to H&M, headed to the wedding. By the time he was riding with someone, the wedding it was at 2:30. They were set to arrive at 2:23, but there was one small problem. So let's listen to this clip.
God A's, well, I made it to Orlando, Florida. Thank you everybody for your concerns about the security tag that was still on my outfit yesterday from the wedding. A lot of people are wondering, John, what did you do? Did you take it off? We tried to help you. Did you get a magnet? Did you cut it out? No, I did none of those things. I wore it the entire wedding with confidence. Thank you very much. The wedding was incredible. James and Jessica, congratulations. Everything was fine until I went back to the airport to take a flight. And sure enough, got stopped at security for a full body pat down. And they were like, sir, what is this exactly on your shirt? I was like, it's a long story, officer.
Oh, my goodness. It's a long story.
I promise I didn't steal it.
So he stops at H&M to buy a shirt, a black shirt. I've got a picture of it right here. Uh-huh. And this has happened. It has happened to me where he leaves H&M. The security tag's still on there. So he notices it when he's in the car headed to this wedding. So he does this whole Insta story. And he's like, what do I do? Because it's got ink in it. So you really need that little gadget
to take it off properly. Yeah.
So he gets to the wedding. They're deciding, you know, whether to kind of just cut it out, whether to tuck it in. You know, he's deciding what to do. So he posts this picture. We'll post it at themorningcruise.com because it's rolled off his Insta story. But he legit wore this black shirt with the security tag all through the wedding.
Oh, no.
Then he's headed, that was in California, then he's headed back to Orlando because he's on the Jesus Freak cruise this week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he gets stopped through security. But hilarious. Again, I've had this happen to me. I want to say it was J. Crew or somewhere years ago.
Yes.
And I was able, and I had my receipt in hand. Like, I was a nervous Nelly going back in there. But I was like, I promise I paid for this. And, you know, the alarms go off as you're going back in.
Yeah.
I'm like, here's
They're
my
not
receipt.
Used to the alarms going
you
off as people come
it.
Into the store.
Right, yeah, right. And I've even left a store before. There was another store that I left, and it started going off. But the sales girl who I'd just been working with, she's like, oh, come back. I forgot to take that off. But he legit got out of the store and was on the way to a wedding. So I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody. Yeah.
He kind of cool as a cucumber there. Just like, I rocked it. Yeah. I just wore it. Like it belonged there.
Yes.
You know?
It was so funny. It was so funny. We'll post this picture at themorningcruise.com.
It seems that we've been talking a little bit about misery loving company and looking for stories of people who were a little worse off than Bill was yesterday.
Thanks. Appreciate the support.
To help him feel better.
Oh, goodness.
And we should probably change the subject. But no, I found another story.
Oh, goodness.
That I thought I'd share with you because at least this has never happened to you.
Mm-hmm. I just don't want people to be tuning in, not having heard the earlier, and they think it's something really, really bad.
We're laughing.
Okay.
So it can't be that bad.
Okay. All right. Mister, we need to orient everybody over here. Uh-huh. So,
well, no, they all know that the Martin people. Flood has had them out of their house for what, 7 weeks now?
Yes.
Which?
And trying to pack the pod and get stuff ready. The reconstruction is getting ready to start. Mm-hmm. The demo is about to start. So there was a lot of stuff. And yesterday, it all had to happen right now.
With complications.
Right.
Yeah.
Among other things, he also had to be at the DMV, which I don't think I've ever met anybody who enjoys that trip.
No.
That's a little like, you know, having your physical.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you have to do. You just don't want to do it.
Our office is very efficient, I got to say.
Yeah.
The tax collector where I go, absolutely terrific people.
And being able to make an appointment online helps a lot because, you know, it's a little like getting a fast pass.
Yeah.
You're not just showing up to the DMV as a walk-in and spending your afternoon watching other people in line.
Right.
So here's something just to make you feel a little bit better. This actually happened on a flight from Manchester, England, to where were they headed? It was a Pakistan Airlines flight.
Mm-hmm.
They were headed to Islamabad.
Okay.
So they're on the tarmac, kind of getting ready. So this is when you've been through security, you've done all of that, and you figure we're about to take off and I'll be at my destination soon. Except one of the passengers mistakes the emergency exit for the restroom.
Oh. No.
How?
No way.
I don't know.
How?
This is obviously not an experienced flyer. Because you know what's on the outside of the plane and what's on the inside of the plane. And generally, they say things like emergency exit. They're pretty clearly marked.
But no, forget that. A bathroom has walls.
Well, yeah, but you don't know that till you open the door.
He's not saying they opened the door and then mistook it. He's
no,
saying they mistook
they thought
the door.
It was the door to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm not following at all. The emergency exit does not have doors.
Well, it is a door.
Oh, to the outside of the plane.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going.
That's why it's the
emergency
exit.
You just go
exit.
And
yes.
sit down. I'm thinking like you're opening a door to the aisle.
No,
to
they
go
were
into
in the
three
aisle.
Seats.
In the aisle, trying to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Totally tracking. And they open the door.
And they open the emergency exit.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
You know, the whole thing that will, though, the big thing here is at what point in the travel did they do this?
Right. Well, they were still at the gate, apparently.
Gotcha.
Because the emergency exit opened.
Can you imagine?
And the emergency chute deployed.
Yes. So here comes the
right.
all the way down, like the thing
now,
you slide on.
This is where orientation is important.
Uh-huh.
Because if you are in the plane and you've flown before, then it shouldn't be a surprise to you which door leads to the outside.
Right,
right.
You know, I mean, if you're in the aisle and you're looking through people's windows, that door's not the bathroom. You know, they don't stick a bathroom on the outside of the plane that juts out from the exterior of the plane.
We added it on. It was an add-on.
Right.
Exactly.
And they don't have outhouses on airplanes. So I'm not sure how this, but that was what she told people. When they, after the chute deployed, which delayed everything.
I'm sure.
The passenger said, I thought it was the entrance to the bathroom.
How?
So I don't know. Apparently, she doesn't fly a lot. That's all I can think. So, at this point, there are a whole bunch of things that have to happen.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has to get off the plane. Luggage has to come off the plane. All of this has to happen so that everything can be checked. Then they were finally able to take off several hours.
Oh, yeah.
As in 7 sure. hours later.
Well, you know, by the time you have to roll back up that.
Well, mm-hmm. that's the thing. You don't roll back up the
How
chute.
How do they do it?
You have to. The chute has to come off. It's like when you, if your airbag deploys,
mm-hmm.
you got to take that somewhere to get that done.
Gotcha. Ooh.
And it can be kind of expensive. Yeah. Well, what they had to do, they had to offer several passengers the opportunity to take a different flight. So when they did, 7 hours later, mm-hmm. when this plane did take off, it had 38 fewer passengers because you now have what they call reduced evacuation capacity. Because you only now have one emergency slide on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take that plane in to get the chute, a new yeah. chute put in, just right. like you would your airbag,
mm-hmm.
which, just like your airbag, can be expensive, anywhere from $6,000 to $30,000 to repack and repair the emergency slide. So not only did she delay a flight for 7 hours for all of those people and other planes at the airport, by the way, who were inconvenienced by this, but she's cost this particular airline anywhere from $6,000 to $30,000.
That's a pretty
because
expensive.
Because she was looking for the bathroom.
Crazy.
Did and she didn't quite get the right door.
Ever get to empty her bladder?
I'm pretty sure she did as soon as she opened that door.
You remember the Nike slogan? Maybe it's still around. I have no idea. But the just do it.
Yep, it's still around.
Just do it.
Yep.
So I'm gonna adapt it for the Joy FM. It's going to be just get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it.
Yeah.
Just get it. And here's what I'm talking about. The Joy FM app. More and more folks are using the app. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she travels a lot. And mm-hmm. she said, I'm so thankful that I've got the app. I mean, she's been traveling a lot. But she was able to talk about things. I'm like, how do you know all this? And she's like, I literally have the app with me all the time. She goes, I take it. It's a little slice of home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we neglect to tell people that as often as we should. But if you have an iPhone, if you have a Droid, whatever phone you have, you can go to your store and download the Joy FM app. And especially with people taking vacations this mm-hmm. summer and on the road, take us with you. We want to go. And some people are going, no, I need a vacation from you. We'll behave, we promise. And we won't ask how much further. But download the app. And then
are we there yet?
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing I'd love for folks to do, because it just warms my heart when I'm driving down the road and I look over and I see a window decal.
Yes.
And it's just a way to say, we're family. Yeah, we're family. This is our tribe. These are our people. You know how you can always identify your people? We use this analogy a lot, and it's not college football season, so I'm going to use it now because we probably overuse it then. But when you're walking in an airport or you're at the mall mm-hmm. and you look over, I was by a guy yesterday on the interstate. He had that A on the back of the cab of his truck, and I was like, I wanted to drive past him. His windows were a little tinted. But I wanted to drive past him and just go, Roll Tide.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't see me, though, or if he could, I couldn't see that he could see me. Point being, when you see the Joy FM logo and that window decal on the back of your car, you just spot it, and it's just really, really cool. So two things that you absolutely need, don't leave home without, kind of like American Express, an app downloaded to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And a window decal on your car. And here's how you can get the window decal. You go to thejoyfm.com, ask for a window decal. We will mail you one. We send out hundreds a day. And you're actually even registered for something that's fabulous.
It changes every month.
When you request it.
Yeah. The prize changes every month. Right?
Yes. So I should know that as a, you know, morning show.
There's a lot going on there.
Yes.
But you can,
it's been a while since you requested your sticker.
Just right. Trust me on that. So,
it's good stuff. And we'd love to have, especially folks in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
Great to have you.
Athens,
Georgia. Columbus. Be great to have folks all around listening. Wherever you have, you know, your spot for the Joy FM, if you want to let folks know where they can find it locally, the window decal helps with that. And if you want to take us globally, you got the app for
you
that.
You know what we should do this morning?
What?
This just came to me. Let's do it for the first time.
Hitch is leaning forward because whenever Carmen says, this just came to me, it makes
generally
work.
Alarm bells go off when she says
that. I love
that.
You.
Makes work for him.
I've listened about fours on the Enneagram with Annie F. Downs. Things that fours love to hear is that they see you. So I see you, Hitch. I see you and I love you. I appreciate you. So here's what we're going to do. If you have a window decal on your car right this minute, I want you to take a selfie with your window decal. This is how serious I am about people get window decals.
Okay.
I want you to take a picture of you. Smile, Dave. Smile. Okay, be happy about this.
Are you going to take my picture?
Yeah.
I'm just waiting to hear the rest of what you're saying.
Well, I'm a seven. I need enthusiasm.
Jeez.
Okay. So I want you to take a picture of you with your window decal. I want you to text it to our studio line, 800-456-8910. The first 10 people who do that, I'm going to send you a Morning Cruise hat.
Whoa.
That's a good
deal.
Those
are good.
Those are really nice
hats. Yes.
Here's what you do. Get out beside your car. Take a picture of you in the selfie, the window decal. Mm-hmm. Text the picture to us, 800-456-8910. The first 10 people who do that, we will send you a Morning Cruise hat today, courtesy of Hitch.
We got winners from LaGrange this morning and from Crystal River and from Pinellas Park and Lakeland and all over the Joy FM listening area. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sending us these great pictures. And thanks for the creative efforts among those who tried but didn't have a decal in their hands. We've enjoyed it. It's been entertaining seeing what you've tried to do.
Yeah.
But it's just great to interact with you like that. And thank you for putting one of those stickers on your car.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to put all the winners, the pictures that they sent us on our Insta story at The Morning Cruise on Instagram. I've got the first three winners up, but we need to talk right now. So
You'll add to it.
Yeah, right. I'll add to it in a couple minutes when we go back to a song. I want to talk about Armor of God, Priscilla Shire. I'm starting this fall with my Bible study, but I kind of wanted to see what it was about, so I'm doing kind of a sneak peek, so to speak, and I watched the first video. I've done the first couple of days, and I just think this is a takeaway for all of us. The whole study is on the armor of God, but the lesson the last couple of days has been on Ephesians 6:12, and let me read that for you. You will totally recognize the scripture. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. And she goes on to talk about that. Just, you know, we are in a war, spiritual war in the heavenlies. But then she also very quickly talks to us about all of the spiritual blessings that we have as children of God. And she really parks on that. And I was going to make a point about that. Really, my brain gets to going so fast. And when I'm talking, I think of something else I want to say. And then I forget by the time I get there, because I need to finish what I'm talking about. But going back to the study, Lord have mercy.
This is why Bill makes notes.
Yes. Going back to the study, this is the way she sets it up. Priscilla has three boys, and she talked about when she first started doing Bible studies, you know, she had two little boys and her youngest wasn't even on the scene yet. But she said, since then they've gotten really big. They've turned gargantuan, some of them sprouting shadowy signs of facial hair, definitely some muscle tone, and they've begun to realize their strength. Wrestling has become not only one of their favorite sports to watch, but also to undertake with each other and sadly with me. Huh. Sometimes one of them will spring forward from a corner, nestle a shoulder into my waistline, and sling me flailing and begging over his shoulder. His brothers will laugh hysterically while I'm hauled to the sofa, tossed onto the cushions, and then forcibly pinned down, no hope of escape. Glad it's funny to them. So she's picturing this whole wrestling match with her boys, which I think is just adorable. On the next page, she said, in the circle below, write the name of the most difficult person, most pressing problem, or the most overwhelming circumstance you're facing in your life right now. Mention several if you like. So she gives you this circle and she has you list what, you know, who is that person that's just sandpaper for you? Who, you know, what is that difficult thing in your life that just feels like a mountain you can't get around? And she goes into it a little bit deeper. And then she keeps on going, has you write some other scriptures. And she said, now go back. This is after you do some work through scripture. She says, now go back to the oval and write out on the line beside the oval, this is not the real enemy.
Yeah.
This is not the real enemy. She said, your real enemy, the devil, wants you to ignore the spiritual reality behind the physical one. So then she goes on and she picks up the story with her son. She goes, at some point during the wrestling matches with the boys, when I'm thoroughly subdued, despite my best efforts at fighting back, their father will appear, ready to save and rescue me. The sight of his looming 6'3" frame will send all the younger Shire men careening in a million different directions. All of a sudden, I'm free and back on my feet. Not because I'm particularly strong. In fact, I'm not as strong as my boys are becoming, but because I'm in relationship with someone who is.
Brilliant.
And that just, I thought that was a great analogy. And I think we talk a lot about today's culture and how polarizing it is. And it's not just polarizing in the political sense. It's even become polarizing in the church. I mean, there's so many different ideas of different theologies. And, you know, there's some people who feel like, you know, they've got theology figured out, that they've got, you know, new ideas that people just aren't open to yet. There's polarization everywhere. And I think it's good for us to remember that's not our enemy. That is not our enemy. The enemy, more than anything, wants to take our faith from us. And if we can zero in on the bullseye that it's a person and we start throwing the darts at the person, it's just not going to solve anything. So I'm really excited. We talked about this. I'm really excited about this Bible study. She's got a lot of meat in here. And I just wanted to share a little bit of that with you this morning.
That's good.
I just remember what I was going to say last time and had a hiccup.
Boop.
One of the other things that she says in this study that I think is so true is she says when it comes to, and I really hesitate saying spiritual warfare because that's just such an inside church world and it can just be cringy to some people. But there are things happening in the heavenly places. That's just a reality, which because I acknowledge the cringiness, you'll probably guess which column I fall into, what I'm about to say. But she said people tend to, when it comes to this subject, people tend to fall into two camps. You have the folks that give Satan too much credit. There's a demon. These are my words, not hers, but there's a demon around every bush and everything is spiritual warfare. And that's not how it is. And then she said, they're the other camp, and they're incorrect as well, that they don't recognize how powerful and how at work he really is.
Mm-hmm. So too much credit on one and not enough credit on the other.
And you can guess which one I fall into. I'm definitely in the latter because I didn't grow up that way, and I don't think I even like to park on this and think about it. But as I look back over my life or even seasons here, or especially when you're doing kingdom work, again, that's a churchy term, of course there's going to be opposition. Mm-hmm. And one thing that does irritate the snot out of me, if I'm just being honest in Jesus' love, I don't think God and Satan are equal opposites.
Oh, for goodness sake, not even
and
the scripture doesn't teach that either.
But that's what I feel sometimes with the other camp.
Yeah.
That when you give them too credit, that's the message I'm receiving.
What I often have found is that people who do, they're very aware of the spiritual reality mm-hmm. that we all dwell in, whether we know it or not, and it is real. And the opposition of our enemy, mm-hmm. the adversary, named Satan in the scriptures, when we are aware of that, sometimes people then, it's not necessarily that they see a demon behind every bush.
Yeah.
But it's that they put it all on them as if they're the ones. Oh, my goodness. Then I have to fight this battle. I got to get more. I got to get stronger in the word. I got to get more word into me. And, you know, it becomes all about them. What I loved in what you shared from Priscilla Shire's Armor of God is the picture of her boys wrestling her down. And then her husband walks in.
Yeah.
Right. And they all scatter. That's the reality. We have a hero in this battle. And it's not us.
Even that passage of scripture. I mean, when you put on the full armor of God, you think, well, I'm armored up. Now I have to go to war. It's my battle to fight. But scripture doesn't teach you that. Scripture teaches you that the battle is the Lord's.
Yeah.
So you may be putting on the armor, but he's the one that does the fight.
He's the champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and
good
yeah, really good stuff. Priscilla Shirer's Armor of God. Carmen is going to be doing that study in the fall, but you'll probably come back with another gleaning or two.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I imagine so. Yep. I was looking through Travel and Leisure the other day, travelandleisure.com.
Mm-hmm.
Emily and I have not decided what, if anything, really we're going to do for vacation this summer. So we haven't planned a trip. Usually I would have something booked by now. We'd be in a bed and breakfast somewhere. It's right around the time of our anniversary. So none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing booked. Not a single thing. Haven't even decided if maybe we take a trip to Louisiana. I mean, we are at ground zero.
Yeah.
So I'm looking through Travel and Leisure, and I see an interesting story. Not that I could pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
But NASA is going to be opening up the International Space Station to tourists pretty soon.
I actually saw that over the weekend and thought of you.
It's not going to be cheap.
Yeah. I mean, I know you can't do it, but it's like if there's anybody that I know.
I would in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would in a heartbeat. Now, they're starting this in 2020. They're not going to be using NASA's own vehicles. They'll be teaming up with SpaceX and Boeing to get people up there.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to be allowing, I think, two at a time, something like that. It's not the first time, by the way, that a tourist has been to the International Space Station.
Wait, is that a fact?
That is a fact. Denis Tito paid the Russian government $20 million in 2001 to get a trip to the space station.
Hmm.
Now, I don't have $20 million. I'm a little shy.
They'd have to pay me $20
million. Same here.
The new NASA plan is a little cheaper. It's not quite that steep. The price would be about $35,000 per night.
Per night.
Right. Now, that doesn't mention travel.
Free breakfast.
I don't know if there's a buffet or anything like that included. Mm-hmm. I would guess food supplies would be included. You can't pack your own food.
Right.
So I would assume you just eat whatever's available there at the International Space Station. But $35,000 a night. And here's the thing. It's not like they have constant come-and-go Greyhound buses or... You know, you can't Uber out. Once you get there, you're there till they're ready to send somebody else or take somebody. Mm-hmm. Basically, what they're saying is your tourism package may run you about 30 nights before.
Pause.
Yeah.
Straight up, not just because you're a space geek and you love all this stuff, but like straight up. Mr. NASA came to you. I know there's no Mr., but Mr. guy in charge at NASA came to you and said, Dave Cruz, we are going to give you a seat on this hickey-ma-doo-gee to get you there. You may be there 30 days. We don't know. It could be 15, could be 30, could be 45. It's open-ended. Would you legit say yes?
Really? In a heartbeat.
You would go look at Emily.
Wait.
And say,
he might say
Emily,
yes. Don't mistake that for the bottom line.
Yeah, I'm not saying she let me go, but just would I say yes? Yes, I would. But now they would. It's not indeterminate. They're not going to send you in an open-ended trip. You will know when you're leaving.
Yeah.
They're just saying it could be about 30 days.
And you would really go up there for a month.
But yeah.
What would you do for a month?
I'm sure I would find things to do. I'm in space.
You'd be watching a lot of Netflix.
There are plenty of views to look at.
Yeah, it all looks the same after about 10 minutes.
It'd be beautiful. It'd be amazing to be in weightlessness. Here's the problem.
You're crazy.
$35,000 a night and a stay that could be up to 30 days. I did the math.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering, that's $1,050,000 for the one trip. That covers your room and board, I'm supposing. I don't know what it would cost to get the bus fare.
Do you have to prepay, or can you wait till check-in?
That I don't know, because they haven't figured that out yet.
Go. If I had access to that kind of money, I'd go buy me a mansion.
I'm sure you would. Now, if I wanted to take Emily with me, because it'd be a family vacation, first of all, I'm not sure she would go, but if she would, it'd be $2.1 million for the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Huh? It's a deal.
And they only take two at a time, so I'm not sure if we could make it happen. I knew when I brought this up that Carmen would say, never in a million years, you'd have to pay me. And even if you paid her, she wouldn't take it.
No. You could give me all the money on Earth, and there's no way I'm getting in a spaceship the size of a...
Anything. It doesn't matter how big or small it is.
Dave, and go into space.
You could actually give me or Dave all the money in the world, and there's no way we would get on a spaceship with her.
Well, now that much.
I would be praying the whole time, Jesus.
I've been on a small plane with her. I could not imagine.
It's so funny because I just came across that picture I can tell you why later, but yes, I just came across that picture literally 30 seconds ago.
Here's what I am curious about, because this is what it sparked me. It's fun to talk about being able to go to space.
No,
I don't have $1,050,000 to make it happen.
Right.
I'm about $1,049,000 short in my vacation fund, but it brings up this question. I know you would never go, but what is something that 5 years ago you would have never thought you would do
that
you've now done?
I have to think about that.
I can tell you what I would
do. In the last several years, something you said, I would never do that, and you've done it.
Let's think about it, and we'll come back. Something that we would do now that we wouldn't have done 5 years ago. Are you talking
about... Or have done that you thought you would never
do. If someone, what he's saying is if someone had asked you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and you're like, no way, I would never, ever, ever do that, and you've now since done it.
Yeah. Mine be the same as yours.
Yeah.
So you go first.
Well, I ran a half marathon. I ran a half marathon for my 40th birthday, and I'm kind of mad about this because my husband is a lifelong runner. Mm-hmm. He's paying the price for it now because he's just run his whole life. He's been in great shape. He's still in great shape. He can't run anymore just with his back, and that's been hard on him because he loves doing that.
You were told not to run anymore because of your back.
Yes, that's true. I wish that he tried to give the bug to me, so to speak, and I just resisted. I don't know. I just, And now I do somewhat enjoy exercising. I hate running, but I do Orange Theory. I've gone to the Pure Barre classes. I like to exercise, but it's like, why didn't I start this in my 20s when he tried to tell me, and I have to wait till I'm 39 to say, hey, maybe I'll do some weights and get a little definition of my arms. Maybe I'll run a half marathon at Disney. And so,
So you did it though.
I did.
To
I did
credit.
It three times.
Right. And that would be the same for me. I did that. Ran it once. I want to run it again in February. I can look right now and down the road. It's not going to happen because I'm out of my routine right now.
Yeah.
And I would need to be in my routine training, I think, to be ready for that. So I'm not sure that I'm going to do that.
But that's the difference. That right there, therein lies the difference. And that's what I love about people like Pete and our girlfriend, Stacia, because you prioritize what you really want to do. You prioritize what you're passionate about. And I'm not saying you're not passionate about running.
Yeah.
But we're not. No, and I'm in the camp with you.
If we were in our house and not in this weird situation where.
But see, that wouldn't even deter Pete. That would not even deter Pete. Stacia, that would not deter Stacia.
Right.
And that's what I want. I've got other friends like this. Like what they want.
That kind of passion.
It
that
just,
kind of determination.
Nothing stops them. It does not matter. Alex, our videographer, we'll fly to Nashville, and he's already mapped out where he's going to run in between the shoot and dinner that night.
Yeah,
and I'm like, ooh, you make me so mad because I'm thinking, I'm going to go back and lay down for 30 minutes. But it's people like that I don't know how to get that. I'm taking it from where Dave intended for it to go, but I don't know how to get that bug. I want that.
You probably have things in your life that are that way.
I want it to be exercise. Mm-hmm. I want it to be something that directly affects the muffin top and the bra fat.
You can't always make yourself want things.
I know.
That's the problem.
There's got to be a way.
Because what I naturally want is the dessert.
Yeah.
I can't make myself not want it.
I know, but there's, I think, with prayer.
Or say, well, you know, instead of the dessert, I'd rather exercise. No way.
We do what we want to do.
We do.
That's
right.
Yeah. So, but there are priorities and there are things that come in.
We so hijacked your question. Let me ask
you. Well,
you
started in the right place.
What is it with you
that I thought I would never do?
And now you've done.
Did an 8K with my wife. Never thought I'd have done that. I never thought I'd do a 5K.
Yeah. How about recording
then
audiobooks? Do you ever think you'd be doing that 5 years ago?
Well, see, that's the thing is I would never have thought that it would be something that I could say the same thing about what I do today for a living. Because before I started working in radio, it never occurred to me that people work in radio and get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
That you can make a living in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Until I did it, I didn't even realize it. So with audiobooks, as soon as I found out how it was done, I thought that's something I would like to do. So that
That doesn't fall into the category, I will never do that,
yeah. And now I've done it.
Because yeah. that's something you would not have been opposed right. to.
But so, I would yeah. have said, I will never, first I was never going to do a 5K, did right. that. Then I would never have done an 8K. Are you crazy? Five was plenty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
did
you know
the 8K
this
past year.
Yeah, you know what this conversation tells me?
What?
The fact that all three of us are running.
And none of us are running.
Well, not only that is like we need to set our sights on something else because like we need to live uh-huh. more. You know, I'm not saying I want to go jump out of a plane, but the fact that we all just named the same thing and we don't have anything else, like we need to have an adventure.
There aren't that many adventures I'm not interested in having. Jumping out of a plane
he'd
is
go
one
to the
that,
International Space yeah. Station for 30 days if you right. let him do it.
But I'd stay in the rocket and then in the International Space Station.
Right.
I'm
you
not
skydive?
Jumping out. That has never appealed to
See, me.
Me
either. So we got to think of another
no,
adventure.
Never.
So that would be one that I would say I'm not going to do and I don't have any intention.
Maybe we can get
changing.
Some inspiration if somebody wants to text us something you've done in the last 5 years you
that
never
you
thought
never
you'd
thought
do.
You'd right. do yeah.
That'd be great. Real quickly, we were talking about things you thought you would never do and here you are and you've done them. And so we sort of opened it up and asked you to chime in on this and gotten several texts. It's one of my favorite ones. I never thought I'd buy a squirrel monkey. This is Bentley, and Bentley is really, really cute. There's a baby squirrel monkey in this person's arms. Go whitewater rafting. That's something we could perhaps do together.
You wouldn't do that? It's so
I
fun.
I might, but having heard Stephen Curtis
no,
Chapman's
it's not the
story.
Same. I've done the Nanahala, I guess that's how you say it. When I used to take kids with Young Life, we would do whitewater rafting in the summertime. It is so much fun.
It is fun.
And no, it's not.
Apparently the falls in Africa are
a lot
this is not the Nile, Dave, so you're in good shape. Here's a college coach for 14 years, and she wrote a book. Never thought she'd write a book.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool? It's going to be about recruiting and how to help students understand how to get recruited. And then this one is really creative. I have two things I never thought I'd do. Learn Latin dancing, and two, visit Cuba. I'm guessing those two.
Yeah, I bet they have. You know, that's their ancestry or
might be
in their background.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Tammy, what about you? You got something that you've never thought you would do that you've done now?
Well, I had a really close best friend for about 2 years, and I told him that we would never date and we would never be married and that we would always just be friends. And one day he was at my house having dinner, and I told him, I said, you know why we'll never date? And he said, why is that? I said, because you smoke and you don't go to church. And he laughed, and he said, I wanted to quit anyway, and when does church start?
Wow. And so how long have you been married?
It was very funny. We've been married for 5 years now in December.
And is he staying with the stuff here, with church and good habits?
Absolutely. And I've been more blessed by him every day.
Oh,
that's so sweet, Tammy.
He's still my best friend.
Well, we got a few more that I thought would be fun to just mention here. We were asking the question, what have you done or would you do that, or what have you done that you never thought you would do, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay, so we had several people on talking about that, but here's a few texts that came in. I never thought that I would let a 10-year-old cut my hair.
Oh, wow. I kind of want to see the picture.
Needless to say, I went from mid-back length to almost my shoulders just to get it straight.
Ooh. So. Wow.
Never thought I'd hike the rim to rim in the Grand Canyon.
See, what did I just say off the air a couple
Grand
minutes
Canyon,
ago?
Yeah.
Grand
yeah.
Canyon. But that...
It's like a bucket list.
That's
thing.
A bucket list. So I'm not saying I'll never do it. That's when I got to get out there and do it. But I can see what they're saying, hiking the whole rim of it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's crazy. I never imagined leading Christ-centered yoga classes with women aged 60 to 90.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Ask her where those are.
Yeah,
my mom might be interested in that.
Oh, cool. Get a tattoo. I'm 47 and just got one.
Okay.
My son's going to graduate from the Motorcycle Mechanics Institute in September, and he wants all of us to get one. So they're doing this as
that's
a family.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. Never thought I'd skydive or hold a snake. I'm sure there's more to that story. And these are some of the honorable mentions that have come in
that's
here
so great.
At the end of the show. Hey, adventure.
Yes. Hey, listen, my 7 enthusiast is coming out. I do. There's things that I want to do. I would love to go hiking at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love the outdoors if it's beautiful, and I definitely want to, I probably should say glamping, but like to hike, I mean, I don't want to pitch my tent and stay outside, but to go out west and hike the Pacific Coast, whatever, there's a trail out there that that mm-hmm. runs. Mm-hmm. But to do stuff like that or to go to right. the
See, mountains. We've done the camping. We have tents, yeah. and we've pitched the tent, and we've done the hiking. Yeah,
but I'm talking about, like, hiking.
There's a part of me that there's a cycling trail that also goes along yes. the Pacific Coast.
Yes.
And as much as there's a part of me that says I'd like to do that, uh-huh. it's also an extremely hilly course. Mm. And so the other part of me goes,
I would find do the something Appalachian else. Trail if I had the time and, yeah. and priorities that would be to fun. Do that. That'd be a fun hike to do, too.
Yeah. Well, we can dream, huh?
Make a list. Check it twice. Talked yesterday about Mark Hall and the Instagram being at the float spa. See, Carmen, there's one thing that you thought you'd never do that maybe you would do.
If you leave that lid open.
If you leave the lid open. I would do that. That's actually yeah. something that I have for years thought would be fun.
See,
but
I'd
close the lid.
Yeah, I just heard about this not too long ago, so we'll have to try that and report back.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah, are you?
Hit it. Adventure is the big word of the day today. It's a noun, and it actually comes from a Latin word meaning to arrive, and then the ad prefix is towards. So I guess it's like you're towards, going towards arriving somewhere. It's typically a bold, usually risky undertaking. If someone has an adventure, they become involved in an unusual, exciting, or somewhat dangerous trip or series of events. We often say life with Carmen is an adventure. Now you know what we mean by that. But because of Carmen's topic this morning, here's the sentence. Dave and I just might find ourselves entwined in another adventure. Stay tuned. That's your big word of the day today, adventure. This is the Morning Cruise.